Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think OTAs are getting out of hand. I think we're... It happens every year where we get to voluntary workouts and there's a guy or two or three that, you know, he comes in looking a little bit leaner, a little bit fitter, a little bit faster. And you're like, oh, you know, this might be the year he puts it all together, right? We've heard that about Justin Ross for a few seasons. We heard about Jody Fortson for years and years. And now we're hearing it about Sky Moore. I have seen this from multiple different reports that, you know, Sky Moore has put on a little bit of weight this season. He looks a little bit more muscular. I've seen some people go so far as to say he looks more like a running back than a wide receiver. And that's all well and good. And who knows, right? Hopefully, right? That'd be great if this is the year that a former second round pick in Sky Moore finally puts it together. If I had to put a confidence level on it on a scale of 0 to 10, a 0.7. I just haven't seen it. I mean, I'm not trying to disparage, but how could I have any level of confidence in Sky Moore because he put on 10 pounds and looks more muscular when the problem hasn't been his stature? It hasn't been his strength. It's been his catching. It's been his route running. It's been his ability to even get on the field in the first place. I mean, he hasn't proven that he can even take advantage of snaps when he's on the field. So why should it matter to me that he comes in 10 pounds heavier than he did a year ago? That's just OTAs for you. Right? I mean, we're still months away from the season. Now, there are some good stories coming out of OTAs. We got our first look. We got our very first look at Rashee Rice coming off of the injury, doing on-field workouts today. He didn't have a knee brace on. He looked very agile, which was great to see. Reports we got today that Josh Simmons was actually a full participant in OTAs today, which is another very, very good sign. I don't know. It's just one of those things, and Rob, we were talking about it before the show, that you're just never going to get a ton of meat or substance out of OTAs. It's just a way, the guys are getting back loose after the off season, and, you know, for Sky Moore, my ceiling for Sky Moore is not for him to be a contributing piece for this team. In my opinion, Sky Moore's ceiling is just being on the team. Just make the 53 man. Because right now, in my view, he's on the outside looking in. When you've got a solidified three with Rashee, Worthy, and Hollywood, Juju comes back, You've got Jalen Royals that's still there, right? I mean, those are five guys, five receivers that are there. I've heard a lot, again, more OTA conversation, but everybody's like, oh, that Tyquan Thornton looks pretty good. You know, former high draft pick out of Oregon that was with the Patriots who got cut when the Patriots had no wide receivers to speak of. Where does Sky Moore fit on this roster? In my opinion, he doesn't. So I don't care really what the OTA conversation is about Sky Moore, because he's got to prove it to me on the field. I'm not concerned about what he looks like on the sideline with his helmet off. What does he contribute in between the hashes? What does he contribute in between those big white sidelines on a Thursday, Sunday, or Monday during a game in the National Football League?
So two things can be true at once here. First and foremost, we're on the same page about OTAs. I think OTAs and basically all the work until they put real pads on, which is in a month, I guess month and a half when they go down to St. Joe or up to St. Joe, excuse me. When they're in shorts and t-shirts or shells and shorts and helmets, it's hard for me to be like, oh man, can you believe how so-and-so is doing? I saw a report that Jake, was it Bringing Stool, the undrafted free agent tight end out of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
He's had another good day of contested catches. Fantastic. What does that mean? Who's he going up against? Is he doing it against Jamari Connor? Is he doing it against, you know, dude who's going to be on the practice squad? Is it against roster player number 90? I don't know. So I take all these things with a little bit of a grain of salt, and that includes the Sky Moore. I saw a lot of people on social media like, oh, it's great to see Rashee Rice back on the football field. I don't call running ladders and catching a pass from a coach back on the football field, but I digress. All those things can be true. I also think the Chiefs are pretty rare to give up on their draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how long Clyde Edwards-Helaire was in town. I was one that thought, oh, they're not going to keep him for that fifth year. And even though they turned down the fifth year option, they then brought him back. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a Chief for 5 years. I felt like after two, maybe three, we had seen all we needed to see. They kept bringing him back. There were other players, to an extent, you felt like, all right, we're done here. They kept trying to give it one last go round. So the fact that Sky Moore is still on the roster, he went down to camp, Pat, and now reports are he looks, you know, more sturdy, let's say that. He looks like he's in good shape at OTAs. Makes me think that Sky Moore is going to be on the roster. Now, what does that mean? Is he a gunner? Probably, but I think fans that are itching to cut Sky Moore are a year early to the game. I think he's going to be on the roster, and not just because of how he looks at OTAs. It just, the Chiefs don't quit on players like that.
I don't know why. I mean, the Clyde Edwards-Helaire situation, they were thin at running back, and of course he had his issues off the field with the mental health thing that he was going through, and that just seemed like the Chiefs were doing the right thing as human beings supporting another human being a little bit. This doesn't have that sort of makeup to it. So I was curious, because I was trying to rack my brain while we were talking. I was like, did Sky Moore even play last year? Like, did he register a catch last year? No. Sky Moore played in six games last season. He was targeted three times. Zero catches, 0 yards. So you're telling me, Sky Moore, in a year where your number one, your presumed number one and number two wide receivers go down before the month of September is over, Hollywood goes down the first play of the first preseason game, and then Rashee goes down on the interception return, gets hit by Mahomes, tears his knee up, and we haven't even hit the end of September. So without those two guys on the field at all, you're telling me that Sky Moore still couldn't see playing time. And now those two guys are back healthy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.